Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Welcome to the Way of Life program.
The Way of Life is designed to
draw us into a deeper fellowship and knowledge of Jesus Christ and his desires for his children.
A very pleasant afternoon to everyone. My name is Charmaine. This is the Way of Life program. And the topic today is His Life is Our Life. And when I say His Life, we mean Jesus Christ's life, the life of Jesus Christ. The life of Jesus Christ is the life of the new species of mankind, which was created in Jesus Christ. In Ephesians 2:10 it says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works." This life is eternal life, and eternal life is the life of God himself. Jesus Christ is the only one through whom this life can be had. And we see this in 1 John 5:11. "And this is a testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son." In other words, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is eternal life. 1 John 1:1-2, "We proclaim to you the one who existed from the beginning, whom we have heard and seen. We saw him with our own eyes and touched him with our own hands. He is the word of life. This one, who is life itself, was revealed to us, and we have seen him. And now we testify and proclaim to you that he is the one who is eternal life." Jesus Christ and God the Father are one in every way and in everything. Jesus Christ's life is God the Father's life. We have received God's life in Jesus Christ. And if you are willing to receive this, Jesus Christ is the eternal Father in every way and in everything to mankind. In John 12:45, I believe he said, "And he who sees me sees him who sent me." And in John 10:30, "I and my Father are one." Eternal life is not merely eternal existence, but that it embodies the nature and characteristics of God. So the new life that we have received in Jesus Christ is the nature of God. A simple understanding of the nature of God can be likened to a seed, which is the inherent nature of its tree, which produces its own fruit. So the nature of the seed is its tree and its fruit. It cannot produce anything other than what it is. Likewise, the nature of God produces his characteristic, nothing else. All that is produced from his nature looks like him in every way. This is the concept of the new creation. Ephesians 4:24, "And that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness." The qualities of this new life are God's standard of righteousness and holiness. So this nature reveals itself in conduct that is truly righteous in the sight of God and is separated from all that is sinful. Sin is against the nature of God. God's nature is the definition and source of all righteousness. Deuteronomy 32:4 says, "He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all his ways are justice, a God of truth and without injustice. Righteous and upright is he." Abraham knew that God is righteous and that he does only what is right. Abraham appealed to the very nature of God in Genesis 18:25. "Far be it from you to do such a thing as this, to slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous should be as the wicked. Far be it from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?" What Abraham was saying in essence was, "I don't expect you to do anything outside of who you are." And the Lord says to us that, "I expect of you nothing other than what is seen in Jesus Christ. Only what I do is what you should be doing. all of which springs from his nature. So the nature of God is righteous, holiness, and holiness originated from God's nature. Therefore, there is no one holy as the Lord. Exodus 15:11. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises and doing wonders? So God is truth. Truth is a moral and personal characteristic of God. He is the God of truth. Because of his nature, he can only act and speak truth. Psalm 119:160. The entirety of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments endures forever. God is love. Love is not only an attribute of God, it is his nature. And his nature is who he is. 1 John 4:8. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. Or love is God. To know here has to do with being intimately acquainted with God. This is the nature of our new life in Jesus Christ. These attributes are expected of us. This new life resembles Jesus Christ. We are admonished by the Apostle Paul to let the life of Jesus Christ be what is seen in all that we do and say. Romans 13:4 says, "But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts." So what is the definition of eternal life? The prayer Jesus Christ said in John 17:1-3 gives that definition of eternal life. He said, Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you, as you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." So eternal life is to know God and Jesus Christ. To know God is to be intimately connected to him. And to be intimately connected to God is to be intimately connected to Jesus Christ. We can only know God the Father through Jesus Christ, because the complete knowledge of God the Father is in Jesus Christ. And the complete knowledge of Jesus Christ is in God the Father. Hallelujah. Matthew 11:27. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. Isn't it amazing how there's a scripture to everything that he's teaching us? Through the Holy Spirit, we can know both God the Father and Jesus Christ intimately, because he is the one who reveals Jesus Christ to us. When Jesus Christ is revealed, God the Father will also be revealed in Jesus Christ, because he and the Father are one, John 17:21, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they may also be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. So eternal life is a person of God. All that he is and does, of whom Jesus Christ is the express image of, and as in Hebrews 1:3, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. Therefore, the inherent disposition of this new humanity in Jesus Christ, that's those who have exercised faith in Jesus Christ, is to be like God in every way. This is the life that must grow until it reaches full maturity. Our sustenance for growth is Jesus Christ himself. Our sustenance for growth is Jesus Christ himself. He is also the standard of this new humanity. Matthew 11:29, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me." He's our teacher, saints, our tutor. If we are learning or are being taught by Jesus Christ through His Word and Spirit, and we are obeying His teachings, we will not be walking according to the desires of our carnal nature. Ephesians 4:17-24. With the Lord's authority, I say this, live no longer as the Gentiles do, for they are hopelessly confused. Their minds are full of darkness. They wander far from the life God gives, because they have closed their minds and hardened their hearts against Him. They have no sense of shame. They live for lustful pleasure and eagerly practice every kind of impurity. But that isn't what you learned about Christ. Since you have heard about Jesus and have learned the truth that comes from Him, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. Jesus has taught us to be like our Heavenly Father. In Luke 6:36, He talked about being merciful, just as our Father is merciful. Matthew 5:48, He told us that we are to be perfect, just as our Father in heaven is perfect. And Ephesians 5:1, He pointed us to God. Apostle Paul pointed us to God by saying, therefore be imitators of God as their children. So we are to be these things, merciful, perfect, and imitators of God, meaning being exact representations of Him. Everything He does, everything He says is to be our life, how He thinks, how He loves, how He forgives, how He's kind and gentle and good and long-suffering. Hallelujah. So all the teachings of Jesus Christ comes to us through the written word of God. And I want to stop here and say that it is attainable. Because if it is in the word and He said that we can. And we know that we can do all things through Him who gives us strength. And the word is there to show us how to. And we have the help of the Holy Spirit living inside of us, which is the power and ability of Almighty God. So I repeat, all the teachings of Jesus Christ comes to us through the written word of God, illuminated by the Holy Spirit, in whose care we have been entrusted, and who enables us through His counsel to grow into full maturity. That's our end goal. Full maturity meaning that we are to be in the image and likeness of God. We are to manifest His life in the earth. That is what the end goal is. So there are two things He's very concerned about. That none would perish, that we will all receive Him as our Lord and Savior. So He's concerned about our salvation and about us fulfilling, manifesting His life on the earth. Two important things to Him. So I thank you for listening. I know it's pretty long today. As I said, have your pen and papers ready or your phones, and you can listen to this episode of the Way of Life program on our network, Starcom Network podcast page. That's www.starcomnetwork.net. Look for the podcast tab at the top of the page. Access any episode of the program. Shalom.
Thank you for tuning in to the Way of Life program. Join us next time as we grow in our knowledge and love of Christ Jesus. Until next time, God bless.